1-800-449-8686. Brass Villanueva has joined us. Brass is with the, and this is the Phil Hendry Show. Thanks for being with us. In about, just about an hour, the debates between George Bush and Al Gore will commence. And I say debates, there are a number scheduled. The first debate will be tonight. Where is that being held? Massachusetts. On the line is Brass Villanueva with the Los Malos, a grassroots political action organization in the Hispanic community in Los Angeles. And you will be watching the debates tonight, Brass? Brass?
Right.
You will be watching the debates?
Yeah, we will, Phil. We'll be watching the debates to see which candidate addresses the issues that are important to Hispanic people.
What would you identify as those issues?
I think right away, sir, you have to look at immigration, minimum wage, transit strike, bilingual education. Those are things that are most important to my people. But as a leader in the Chicano community, I'll be watching closely to see if these are these issues are addressed. But I think there are more important aspects to this.
For instance?
Well, I think the most important aspect of this is that I demand that part of these debates be held in Spanish.
Now, I know that you had sent a telegram to the Bush campaign and the Gore campaign saying that you wanted at least half of the debates to be in Spanish, not just to be interpreted in Spanish, not to have an interpreter there.
That is correct.
But to actually have it in Spanish.
That is correct. We want the debates to be held in Spanish, at least part of it to be held in Spanish.
Now, you know you've got a lot of English-speaking people out there that want to hear these debates.
You know something, Mr. Henry, I'd have to say this to you. I think the time has come for a lot of people to understand that 31 million Spanish-speaking Americans live in this country, and we want to see if either Al Gore or George Bush recognize the future, and that is an America that is increasingly Spanish-speaking. So I know there are a lot of people who speak English, but there are a lot of people who speak Spanish. I think the time has come for people to recognize that.
Well, all right. I don't speak Spanish. I don't know what I would do.
Well, you don't speak Spanish. Well, a lot of Spanish-speaking people speak English, okay? So maybe you should learn how to speak Spanish.
Do you speak Spanish?
No, sir, I do not speak Spanish, sir.
Okay, so you don't speak Spanish. You're Hispanic, but you don't speak Spanish.
No, sir, I do not, but I have a very good reason why I speak
Well, what is your reason?
If you let me finish, sir.
Go ahead.
I do not speak Spanish because the president of the United States of America has never spoken Spanish, and I have lost my heritage by allowing the white-faced leaders of this country to not speak, know Spanish, okay?
And Wait. You don't speak Spanish because the president of the United States doesn't speak Spanish. You say you're Hispanic and that you're proud of your community.
Mr. Henry, I want to have a discussion here. I don't want to be talked down to, all right? I think a lot of Anglos are used to talking down to...
No, sir, I'm not talking down to you because of your heritage or your ethnicity or anything else. I just want to get to the point here. You want Spanish spoken in the debates tonight between Bush and Gore. You don't speak Spanish.
I do not speak Spanish.
Because the president doesn't speak it?
Because the president of the United States has never spoke Spanish. I was born in this country, okay? I would love to be mi barrio, you know, mi raza, mi... I want to be a part of my culture, all right, but I'm not a part of my culture, and I am trying to rediscover my culture.
Well, in what way does one rediscover one's culture, and don't you think you should learn how to speak Spanish before you demand that these debates be in Spanish?
Well, sir, I don't think that is the case. I know there are a lot of Spanish-speaking people. And to answer the other question, I have recently rediscovered my Chicano roots.
How'd you do that?
Well, I recently took a fact-finding mission to Tijuana and Ensenada. And there are a lot of Mexicans there, and I rediscovered my roots talking to the people there who sell, you know, like chiclets and necklaces and hammocks on the beach. And Spanish is a beautiful language. It's mi lenguaje. You know what mi lenguaje means?
No, sir.
It means my language, okay? I don't speak it yet, but I am going to school nights.
You don't speak Spanish. I want to know why you don't speak Spanish. You say that it's because the president doesn't speak Spanish.
Because all of the good, everything in this country has to do with English. None of it's got to do with Spanish. All the best shows that you watch on TV, they're in English. Like Buffy the Vampire Slayer is not in Spanish as far as I understand. Big Brother is not in Spanish as far as I understand. JAG, Becker, which are the two of my favorite shows.
Okay, JAG and Becker are not in Spanish. Neither is Buffy the Vampire Slayer. This is beside the point, isn't it?
No, sir, because this country is trying to push me away from my Hispanic roots.
Okay, that's what we're trying to get to. You believe that American culture is pushing you away from your Hispanic roots. All right, I will say this. If I could just be allowed an opinion here.
I want to finish my point, sir.
All right, but I just want to be allowed an opinion here. I think it's unrealistic for you to expect that George Bush and Al Gore are going to speak Spanish to, I don't know how many millions of Americans will be watching tonight. They say 75 to 100 million people, that they're just going to bust out in Spanish when their primary language is English, when most of the people watching them will be speaking English and are English-speaking people, and that, frankly, neither one of them has that great of a mastery, all right?
Well, they'd better if they want to win. That's all I'd say.
Well, one of them's going to win, okay?
No, sir. I can tell you that if these people do not begin to understand that this country is at least partly Hispanic, I can tell you that Al Gore and George Gore and Al Bush are...
No, you had it right the first time.
George Bush and Al Gore are not going to have... we will put all of the Hispanic votes behind Ralph Nader or Pat Buchanan if we do not get an assurance that Al Gore and George Gore are going to speak Spanish tonight.
How are you going to get that assurance, okay?
You are, as a member of the media, of the white media, of the Anglo media, can you assure me that they'll speak Spanish tonight, yes or no?
Sir, I think...
Yes or no, sir?
I think you're asking the wrong guy.
Yes or no, will they speak Spanish tonight?
I think I can safely tell you, no, they will not.
All right, sir, I have to tell you, as a leader of the Hispanic community and as a leader in the Chicano community, I can assure you now that the Chicano vote is going to swing over to Ralph Nader or Pat Buchanan.
I don't know that you can make that statement.
Well, sir, I can make that statement. And I'm making that statement right now, that the Hispanic people are going to vote for either Ralph Nader or Pat Buchanan if they do not, if Gore and Bush do not speak Spanish tonight. I speak for the Hispanic people.
Okay, we're talking with Brass Villanueva from the political action group Los Malos. He is demanding that at least part of the debates be held in Spanish tonight between Al Gore and George Bush. What I find kind of crazy is that you're asking me right now to somehow transmit this information.
Well, sir, you are a member of the white Anglo, press, and you're able to...
No, I'm not able to do anything. I can't say anything to these guys. They're not going to listen to what I've got to say. I'm going to ask you another question. You said that none of these shows that you watch on TV are in English, okay? And that you are being pushed away from your Hispanic roots.
That's correct, by making me Americanized. America strangles you with money and good clothes. Okay, I got all this money and I have good clothes and a bathtub and soap and everything, all right? Where's mi barrio? Where can I take the bus with pride and maybe go a day without a shower or something? I don't speak Spanish because none of the clerks at the Gap speak Spanish, and that bothers me. In other words, I want to speak Spanish, but I also want to shop at the Gap. And I also want to shop like at Neiman Marcus, man, and nobody speaks Spanish there. So what do I do?
Why don't you stop shopping there and go someplace else?
But I've been Americanized. I've been strangled by money. And that happens to be my plight in life. That I got to go to the Gap. I got to get 501s. God damn it. I'm just emotional about it, man.
I understand that, but you gotta have to just separate yourself from the Gap and be Hispanic, or you're going to watch Becker and Jag. I mean, which is it?
A lot of my friends say I'm just a Jag-off because I watch Jag. A lot of my friends call me a Beckerwood, you know, instead of the other thing, because I love that. And that's the whole trip.
All right, if you're caught in some kind of a warp between the Anglo and the Hispanic culture and you don't know which to be...
No, sir, I know exactly what I want to be.
You want to be Hispanic?
Yes, I do, sir.
But you don't even speak Spanish.
Because the Anglo culture, man, forces me to go to the Gap and to watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And, man, I hate Big Brother. Oh, I hate it so, man. But I always watch it. And all of that stuff comes down on me like a sledgehammer, like a ton of rocks, okay? I speak for the Hispanic community.
That's another thing I want to tell you. You're saying that you speak for the Hispanic community, that unless everybody, Bush and Gore speak Spanish tonight in the debates, that you can assure me and everyone listening that the Hispanic community will vote for
Ralph Nader and for Pat Buchanan.
I don't think you can make that statement.
Well, I just did.
Well, I don't think you can.
I just did, sir.
Well, I don't think that you can make that statement and hold up and make it hold up. Hold on for a minute. Get a load of that guy. Here's a guy, Brass Villanueva with Los Malos. He's blaming his separation from his culture on an Anglo society. And he says the money is strangling him. He says that the Anglo society is strangling him. He doesn't want to have to shop at the Gap, but he does. He watches Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and he watches Becker and Jag, and none of it's in Spanish, and it drives him ape. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. 1-800-449-8686. His statement is that unless the debates are held at least partially in Spanish tonight, all Hispanic voters will vote for either Nader or Buchanan. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show. Brass Villanueva with us from Los Malos, a grassroots political action organization in the Hispanic community, and that is your description of your organization, correct?
Yes, sir, it is, and that is a description we're very proud of.
Okay, and you're trying to empower and enable Hispanic voters to see their way to a new day when...
Mr. Henry, I don't need you repeating back to me what it is we want to do, okay?
Well, I'm trying to figure it out here. A new day when you guys are going to, when there's going to be at least Spanish spoken.
When there'll be Spanish spoken in some government areas, and Spanish is spoken in schools, and that we affect essentially a cultural schism the same as which has been affected in Canada.
But you don't speak Spanish.
Right now, sir, I do not speak Spanish, but I'm looking into a Berlitz course. I need for Al Gore to connect me to my roots. I tell you what, George Bush, he's from Texas, and that's closer to Mexico than Tennessee, and his brother's married to one too. So he may get my vote. I don't know.
Okay, I didn't get any of that.
No, you didn't get any of that because you're Anglo.
Right. That's why I didn't get any of it. You're right. Pasadena on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Pasadena. Hello.
Words for the guest you have on your show, Phil?
Yes, ma'am.
I want to know what him knowing how to speak Spanish has to do with the President of the United States.
Because he sets an example for everybody. Okay?
No, excuse me, sir.
Wait a minute. I didn't get a chance to finish what I'm...
Well, go ahead and finish what you want to say and then let the lady speak, okay?
Yeah. He sets an example for everybody. When I was a child growing up and I wanted an example of something, and I looked at the president on TV, and he's talking all this English and everything, and I come from a Mexican-American family, and right away he set a bad example.
Well, how could he set a bad example?
He wasn't speaking Spanish. He should have spoke Spanish to me.
No, he should not have.
Why not?
He should not, because he's in the United States. I am Italian descent. Both of my grandparents are from Italy.
That's like Mexico.
One moment. My parents taught us English, but I can speak, read, and write fluent Spanish just from friends. Now, if you're representing
because
the Hispanic community, one moment, I'm not finished.
Yes,
you're
ma'am.
Representing the Hispanic community. How can you represent a community that you can't even speak their language?
Oh, that's the whole thing. That's the sad part of what's going on in my life right now. I'm a representative of the Hispanic community, but I can't. In order for me to speak Spanish, they don't have no Spanish on TV. If you look at Buffy the Vampire Slayer, that's all in English, okay? You can check that.
Then you can put on Channel 34 and you can listen to the Spanish station.
That's true.
If you have an interest
that's a good
in
point.
Learning,
yeah,
if you have an interest in learning the native tongue of your roots, then you take the time out.
Yeah,
don't expect anybody else.
Okay, that's
did
true.
Your mom teach you? Did your mom and dad teach you Spanish?
My mother left when I was two.
Okay, did your dad teach you Spanish?
My father was not around, okay? I was adopted.
Adopted by who?
By an Anglo family.
By an Anglo family, okay.
So they didn't give no good example either.
They were Anglos, man. They spoke English. What did you want them to do, drop you off down at Alvera Street
Hey, you know, don't be racist, okay?
I'm not being racist.
All the Spanish TV stations are boring, man. If you want me to watch Channel 34, have you ever seen some of them, those soap operas from Mexico?
No, I don't watch the Hispanic station.
It's bad.
Well, if you want to learn...
Domingo, and the only good part is when Selena was on that show, and she was on before she got shot. She was nice.
Well, you know, you're comparing apples to bananas. You're not talking about Selena.
I'm
you're talking about
her
the
apple to my banana,
Do not wait for the President of the United States or the government of the United States to teach you your native tongue. If you have an interest and you care about your roots...
I turn in this country, I go to the Gap. They speak English. I love the Gap,
You're
but I hate
United
the Gap.
States, sir. You're in the United States. If you want to then speak Spanish, go to Tamar in East right.
That's exactly right. There's a lot of businesses that speak Spanish. You can go down, I mean, you drive into East L.A., man, all the billboards are in Spanish. And
yeah, but East L.A. sucks. I go down there, the food's lousy, you know. It's crowded, it's
well,
hot.
Well, then you don't want to know your roots, then. If
you don't want to know your culture.
If East L.A. is lousy, then you really do not want to know about your roots. You don't want to discover your roots. You're
well,
just
you know
using it,
it
as some type of a protest.
You know that it is. You go down there, man, I can't get a good... I went into a Mexican place one time, so give me a bowl of chili. They didn't know what I was talking about.
Well,
that's because chili isn't Mexican food. It was made in Texas.
What?
Chili ain't Mexican. It was made in America.
You can't get a bowl of chili? I'm
Sir?
Scared as hell in Kmart in East L.A. I might get my BMW jacked.
Sir,
yeah.
I'm Italian. I was raised in the, born in New Jersey, raised in the United States. I live in California, and I know more about your roots than you do.
You
and you
got,
should be ashamed of yourself.
Have you been to East L.A.?
Yeah, I used to work in
okay.
East L.A.
Did you ever order a bowl of chili down there?
Will you forget
no,
about
never.
Chili?
I don't eat East L.A.
Chili is not a Mexican food. And
listen to Anglo man telling me about my culture. You tell
sir,
me about my.
I'm telling
sir,
you right now.
Yeah.
Sir,
yeah.
What you need to do is you need to pick up a book, get some cassettes, teach yourself
George Bush
Spanish,
better learn how to speak
and
Spanish
stop
pretty
expecting
fast.
That this country is going to turn into a little Mexico, because it is not.
How come Becker ain't in Spanish?
Oh, forget
Pardon?
It. Thank you very much for your call. Baltimore on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just have a couple of words to say. The boy needs to get a life.
I got a life, man.
I'm a 50-year-old
man. I'm trying to educate my people.
I'm a 50-year-old male. I spent 21 and a half years in the military. I went through Spanish language school. I learned how to speak the language. I was born here in this country. I can speak fluent. I can read it, write it. I
oh,
even
see,
taught it.
See, you had to go to school and everything.
That's right.
Nobody come up to you and say, I'll speak Spanish to you, man. You had to go to school. That's wrong. That's
no,
wrong.
It's not wrong.
It's wrong for you.
No,
to
it's
to
not,
to
because you have to go to school to learn how to speak anyway.
I didn't have to go to school to learn how to speak English because I had people yapping English at me all the time.
Well, then I suggest you find yourself a little nook someplace where nobody does something that you don't like.
Have you ever seen that TV show, Jag?
I don't watch TV because it's
about,
stupid.
It's about a Navy. You was in the Navy, right?
I was in the Air Force and the Army.
Okay. Did you ever see combat?
Yes, I
okay.
saw plenty of combat.
How come they never spoke Spanish on that show?
Wait a second. Why would they speak Spanish on combat?
So that the Hispanic people understand what they're talking about.
The boy needs to get a life, that's all.
You hear what the guy's saying?
Look, at you two guys, older guys, you don't get the young mi barrio, you know? You know
no.
what I mean by mi barrio?
Yo conozco el barrio. Yo soy del barrio.
Dude, I don't speak no Spanish, okay?
Oh, well, sorry about that,
well,
dude. You're going to have to learn.
You got to learn Spanish if you want to be a leader in the Hispanic community. Isn't that...
Listen to a white man talking to me like that. Why don't you defend me?
No, I'm
defend
talking
me.
To you.
Okay, but I'm
talking to you. You need to get a life. You need to learn the language, and you're not representing the Hispanic community, because I'm going
to
tell you something right now.
Are you going to vote
99% of the people that I know that speak Spanish are going to vote for Bush.
They're going to vote for Bush?
That's right.
Well, that's wrong, because he don't speak no Spanish.
Neither do you.
Well, but I...
No.
At least I know mi barrio. And
no,
I
you don't know nothing. If you don't know the language, you don't know nothing.
It's Al Gore is old enough whereby he don't have to go into the Gap and feel all depressed.
I don't go to the Gap.
What do you do? Do you go into the Gap? You go into the Gap and sit down and feel depressed?
Yeah, because I love their clothes, but I hate what they've done to me. They've made me love them.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? They have made me love them. They have made me want to go in and buy the 501s. I watch Big Brother. I want to blow my brains out.
Well, I want to blow my brains out after I watch that show, too.
Well, not because it's a bad show, but because they don't speak Spanish.
Oh, get a life.
Well, I'm not talking about getting a life. You know, in Canada right now, they speak French up there, right? How come we don't speak no Spanish down here? See, they got a stranglehold on me, man. I spend money. I wear really good clothes. I wish I wouldn't bathe as regularly as I do. And all of that...
I don't know what this kid's talking about. Hold on, kid. What does he mean he doesn't want to bathe as regularly as he does? Is the gentleman there? He's gone. I'm all alone. Suddenly got very quiet. Did you dump that call? Oh, God. All right, we will be back with Brass Villanueva of Los Malos. What does that mean, the bads? What does that mean? A grassroots political action organization, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, as we talk here to Brass Villanueva about tonight's debate between George Bush and Al Gore.
We'll be right back.
barrio, mi barrio. Viva la raza, mi barrio.
Okay, what are you doing there?
These are exercises that I give myself to practice getting retouched by my roots, you know.
I understand that, Brass, and let me just introduce you to the audience again. Brass Villanueva with us here from Los Malos, a grassroots political organization dedicated to bringing Spanish into usage and the Latin culture back into prominence in American society. Practicing saying mi barrio and practicing...
No, it's mi barrio...
I understand, but it's saying all that stuff isn't going to help you get to where you want to go, man, which is, I don't know where it is you want to go. I mean...
Stanley, you are never going to understand where I want to go, okay, because you're Anglo. What I want to do is...
What, do you want to watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer in Spanish? Is that it?
I look for a day when the Hispanic people of this country are so respected that our language is respected, and I wanted to start tonight with the debate.
Well, you're never going to get George Bush and Al Gore to debate in Spanish, and I happen to know both those guys do speak... some form of some kind of Spanish. I don't know if they're really all that eloquent or not, but I do know that. But you're never going to get it. It's not going to happen, okay?
If you use your influence in the media, okay? And
I can't use my influence in the media with 25 minutes to go. They ain't going to listen to me. They don't know who I am. They don't care. They're going to speak in English, okay? That's all there is to it. Here is San Antonio on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, hello, ma'am.
This is Jolene Bland from San Antonio, Texas.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you Anglo?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
You an Anglo woman?
No, I'm Hispanic.
You married an Anglo man?
Yes, I did.
Right.
Why? Because I fell in love with him. That's why.
Okay, go ahead, ma'am.
Well, I just wanted you to know that, first of all, you cannot speak for all Hispanic people because I'm 100% Mexican-American.
Except you married an Anglo man,
it doesn't matter.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
You copped out a little bit.
I still know where I'm from. I know still where my people are from Mexico.
Yeah, but you just wouldn't marry one of them, that's all.
Just never mind. Go ahead.
No, not with your type of attitude, that's for sure. Thinking that you're all macho and this and that.
I'm trying to get my people speaking Spanish again.
You
speak Spanish?
I mean, that's the beauty of the United States of America, that we can speak whatever we want.
Well, we have to speak Spanish in order to keep our culture alive. I'm currently looking into a Berlitz course, and eventually I wanted to go on a fact-finding trip to Acapulco.
Well, that's great. Go, more power to you.
A fact-finding trip to Acapulco, huh?
Why? What's wrong with that?
Yeah. I think I'll go with you, man. I'd like to go on a fact-finding trip to Acapulco, too.
Look, I'm not
all
making some joke here.
All I
want to
say
I'm
is
not,
that
I'm not
you
sucking
can't
up.
Speak for
I'm
all
not making some
people.
Joke here, okay? I am making a serious attempt to tell everybody who is Hispanic, we've got to get Al Gore and George Bush to start speaking some Mexican.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for your call, man. San Jacinto on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, this is David.
How you doing?
Hola.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, gentlemen, the gentleman on the phone speaking Mexican. You know, if you want to assert your Spanish culture, call it Spanish. Call it Hispanic. Mexicans are from Mexico. They are a people. They're an ethnic people. My people came from Mexico. My people came from other places. And, you know, I took the time to learn. You want to go on a fact-finding trip?
I want to go on a fact-finding trip to Acapulco,
talk
man.
Talk to the Mexican people you live with.
That's who I do, man. That's who I do.
You don't act it. You don't talk it. You walk into the Gap. You know something? Somebody treats you bad in the Gap. You take your dollars, and you walk out the door.
But I like the
Gap. I had to learn to communicate in Spanish because I have to shop with Spanish people. When I go into my local market, they don't speak English. Either I learn to communicate or I don't eat.
But that sounds like heaven to me. Where do you live?
I live in San Jacinto. It's a small town. Even my gardener doesn't speak Spanish.
Oh, your gardener does not? He does not speak Spanish?
He doesn't speak English.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds great.
I have to communicate with him.
Is that mi barrio?
Well, you could call it mi barrio, but I live in a nice little corner of the town, and I get treated real well by these people, and we assert our Spanish heritage.
Right, that's
our
what I'm talking about.
Heritage, our heritage from Mexico, and you know what?
But why
you
can't we go in
to work out your door? Go
to
Acapulco.
Why can't I go down
you're
and look
at Becca, talking
man.
About fact-finding in Acapulco. You know, you can go down there with the rest of the Anglo tourists.
What
you go down there with the rest of the white tourists and learn, but walk out your door. Sure, it's maybe crowded, dirty in some places, but you're going to learn from the people.
Well, you know
you
got to
start rubbing elbows.
I
not with just your homies who speak English and watch the stupid TV. Turn on the news in Spanish. Turn on the radio in Spanish. But start going where the Spanish people go. Learn their language. Learn
this
their
is
music,
some good advice.
Culture.
This is very good advice you're getting, Brass.
You're getting good. You're just hanging out with the rest of the angles, feeling sorry for yourself.
You got to hear what this guy's saying, Brass, because it.
Well, I want to do a fact.
And by the way, I don't care if Bush or Gore talk Spanish. I want to know if they're going to get opportunity to my people,
man.
Education, so that they can become better self, so they can take their money when they're earning good money and they're educated, they can tell the gap to go to wherever they go.
I'll tell you what, I want to do some things that are culturally right for our people. I want to drink Cabo Wabo, okay? I want to go down to Cabo San Lucas on a fact-finding trip.
And you know something?
Go
wait, 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 wait. What do you mean you want to go on a fact-finding trip to Cabo?
That's right. And the Mexican people understand what I'm trying to say.
Who don't?
And I don't know anything about that, man. Another thing about that.
Why don't you talk some of them who
aren't Jackie Robinson? Everybody knows he was Mexican.
Who?
Jackie Robinson.
Jackie Robinson.
Who cares about Jackie Robinson?
Didn't you know he's Mexican?
So what?
That's pretty good.
He's not a political figure.
He busted the color line and the Mexican line all at the same time.
Hey, he's an entertainer. So what? I don't care about entertainers.
He's a ball player.
What I care about is somebody who's in office, given opportunity, sending employment to my people.
All right, hold on for a minute. I want to ask you, Brass, you said you want to go on a fact-finding trip where?
To Cabo San Lucas.
With
the what? All the Anglos.
See,
that's in Mexico, man. I hate to break the news.
Yeah, you go down there. I've been down there. It's white.
Cabo San Lucas, Acapulco, Puerto Vallarta. There's all white people down there.
There's a few Anglos down there, but what about a fact-finding trip to Club Med?
Why don't you go down on a fact-finding tech trip in East L.A., huh? Why don't you come out to Casablanca and Riverside, huh?
Because my
why don't you come
jacked.
Out to San Jacinto, to Banning, to walk with the people here in California who are voting?
Because I got ripped
and talk
off.
To the ones who aren't voting and tell them to get off their duff and start voting.
Right, and if you go into the Gap and they don't treat you good, like this guy said, don't spend your money there.
But I love the 501 jeans. I love them, man.
So go to somebody who's Hispanic and sells 501 jeans.
Out of the trunk
found
of a car?
Forget it. I found him.
All right, sir, thank you for your call. See, that guy gave you some good advice.
But I want to do a fact-finding trip to Yucatan.
Okay, do your fact-finding. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
I don't understand why the guy has such a big problem.
I got a problem with all these people speaking English at me, and I want to have George Bush speak Spanish.
Okay, let me speak, okay?
Okay.
I'm half Japanese.
And
my mother
Buffy the Vampire Slayer ain't never been in Spanish.
You're rude.
I'm not rude. I'm just trying to state the
no,
fact.
No, you interrupt people when we're trying to speak.
You are interrupting.
That's rude.
But all I'm saying is the Regis and Kathy Lee, man.
Well, good for you that you get that time to watch all this television.
And he wants it all in Spanish. You want Regis in Spanish, huh?
Yes, I do.
Ask him. I'm sure he'd say it. But like I'm saying, my mother moved here to this country almost 40 years ago, all right? She's straight Japanese. She had to learn how to speak Japanese, all right?
Did they have no radio shows in Japanese in those days?
Okay, no, not in the United States.
I'm not familiar with it.
Okay.
No, they didn't. 40 years ago, no.
Think about it. 40 years ago, all right?
Okay, I don't
remember
know.
Remember Japan went to war with the United States? Remember that?
Right, because we defeated Japan in a war that maybe they would have some Jap shows on. That's all I'm saying.
All right, I don't call you nasty names. Don't start playing with me.
What did I say?
You said Jap. That's not considered polite.
I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't know that, okay.
No, I saw a war movie the other day with Lloyd Bridges and with Robert Taylor, and he said, come on, you dirty Jap.
If you live in the fantasy world, you watch too much television.
Dude, everything you're saying has to do with TV.
No, I saw a TV show called Baton.
Do you watch?
Robert Taylor had a machine gun at the end, and he goes, come on, you dirty Japs.
That was a war movie. An old black and white war movie from way, way back. Okay, that's when they called people those names, all right?
Well, it was cool because he was machine gunning all the Japs up.
Oh, that's real cool.
That's great, man. Yeah. I thought you're from a political action committee called Los Malos, and you're coming on here telling me about how bitching it was to see a Robert Taylor war movie.
See, the white man yelling at me, ma'am.
You are instigating it. If you would sit there and use your intelligence, you obviously have some sort of intelligence if you head up a Hispanic group. You have to have
some sort
of intelligence.
I'm a leader in my community, yes,
well,
ma'am.
Very good. You're a leader in your community. Have you gone to school?
I'm currently going nights.
to college?
Right now I'm working on my GED.
Very good. That is a step in the right direction, all right?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Is the word NIP considered to be an insult?
Yes, it's considered to be an insult.
Forget about Jap and forget about NIP. Just say Japanese people, okay?
All right.
You know, you're rude. You are rude.
I'm just trying to figure out. God, man, all I want to do is speak some Spanish. Santa Barbara, mi barrio, mi raza, la raza.
This guy's nuts.
La raza.
Do you have a job?
Currently, right now I'm between jobs. I do have an auto detailing business.
And do all of your customers Spanish?
No, because the Spanish, they'll stiff you on a tip. Most of the people I work with...
We'll see what you're saying, the Spanish...
No, I'm just saying, most of the people are a lot of zipper heads and a lot of Anglos, too.
I don't know what a zipper head is. What is a zipper head?
You know, like an Oriental.
An Oriental is a zipper head?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's a new one on me. Okay. I'll have to remember that. Anyways, do you...
You know, the lady just said for you not to say Jap and not to say Nip.
I know, but you...
Then that also includes offensive terms like zipper head.
I'm not familiar...
Yes, you are, and you're doing it on purpose.
Okay.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you.
How about Slant?
All right, that's... You know what? I'm hanging up on him. If you had something you wanted to finish saying, ma'am, go right ahead.
I just don't understand why he has to be this arrogant. I mean, like I said, there are plenty of places that you can go. Most of America is bilingual at this point. I mean, a lot of places that you go to, you can speak Spanish to just about anyone.
Yeah.
My cousin came over from Japan. We went up to New York City.
Mm-hmm.
No English.
Mm-hmm.
Had no problem finding somebody to speak Japanese to her.
What about Chink?
Okay. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show here. Debate's coming up tonight, and they have the Thrill in Manila on ESPN Classic right now. Well, they're not showing the fight, but it's a retrospective on that fight. Great fight between Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali, back when there were heavyweights. But looking at this fight, and I don't want to get off into prize fighting, but it's amazing. Frazier came out of that fight, his face looked like a balloon. I mean, he got his face just tapped, I don't know how many times. Ali just had one little swollen jaw, and Ali's the guy that... Oh, no, wait a second. Oh, in the second fight, Ali lost. Ali won this fight. Well, never mind. Well, that's all it's to say is that there's a big debate tonight between the president of the United States, whoever he may become, and some other guy. George Bush and Al Gore, and that's tonight at, I guess, 9 o'clock Eastern. They'll be getting into it. And then I'm sure they'll be discussing in all the news shows. One of the programs that I admire, Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher, I was looking at their lineup from last night. I don't know what they're going to have on tonight. But from last night, here are the people that they had on. It's an interesting lineup. Carson Daly, Karen Finley, Hugh Hefner, Richard Lewis, Tara Reid, Aisha Taylor. Now, I see a lot of people in radio on that show. And to be all, you know, to be honest, there a lot of them are lightweights. In fact, most of them are lightweights. I don't know how to get on that show, and I've never been on that show. And then somebody said to me yesterday, the reason why they're on that show is because they actively campaign to be on that show. Am I right, Melissa? They have either a press agent or someone call and say, will you put my guy on a show? I had no idea. I thought that show, Politically Incorrect, looked around for interesting minds, interesting people, and said, would you like to be on a show? But in point of fact, they just sit back with their feet up on the desk and their hands behind their head, and they wait for people to come to them and say, may we be on your show? And that's something I've never done. So let me say this. I'd like to be on Politically Incorrect. Call me. I guarantee you that'll never happen, but that's about as far as I want to go with that, right? I mean, I can't bring myself to calling somebody up and saying, hey, can I be on your show? Well, as I said, we are in the process right now. We don't make big announcements concerning projects that we might have planned, for instance, in television. I don't make big announcements. If we are able to sell what it is that we are pitching right now, then that'll be great. If not, then, you know, we'll move on to something else. I don't care. But, boy, we had the cameras in here for the last couple of weeks. And all I can tell you is I talked to a very good friend of mine at my house on Sunday who was here while it was being taped. And he said, how's your health? It's just great. What about that? And he hit my stomach. And I go, what about it? He goes, eh. And that was his way of saying, you look like a fat oaf on TV, pal. So I guess I'm going to have to lose the weight. I guess the secret's out. Phil's big and fat on television now. They say it adds 30 pounds, which is fine with me. That means I weigh 300 pounds on TV now. That's what he said to me. David said that. He said, man, a gut on you. It's got to go. Now, can I ask a question? How is it Drew Carey got a show? People tell me I got to lose weight and that fat slob's got a show. And I don't know who the hell out there. There's a bunch of fat tubs of guts. Who's the guy in that Queen of Hearts? And not to mention Roseanne and Rosie. Boy, that's a real twist. John Goodman, yeah, I'll tell you, he's a real slender guy. I got to lose the weight? Kevin James, John Goodman, Roseanne, Rosie, Drew Carey, that guy from that Queen of Hearts, Oprah. Boy, she's ballooning up and losing it, ballooning up and losing it. Man, she's been going on strong now, I don't know how many years. She's walking on the stage with a wheelbarrow full of fat. She was dragging that fat behind her in that... Do you remember that when she went on that diet? And how horrible she looked? And it proves that some people look great with that much weight. Oprah looks fantastic with the weight. When she lost that weight, she looked like living hell. She looked like walking death. Cameron Manheim, maybe one of these days we'll see what she looks like skinny. But until then... And the other fat guy on, what's that show, The Practice? It's all kinds of tubs of guts on TV. But Hendry's the guy that's got to lose his weight, huh? Because, you know, it's not looking too good. Let me clue you in on something, okay? I ain't going to be doing no Mr. Clean commercials, all right? I'm not busting out of no bottle with a T-shirt on going, let me just scrub out your toilet. You know, I am what I is, and that's all I ever will be. Who else is fat on TV as long as we're having this much fun? Well, you know what? I was going to say Clinton, but he ain't on tonight. Anybody, what was with that kid with Jag and Becker? They're not in Spanish. Wayne Knight, another tub of guts. How about if we write a show, Tub of Guts, starring Phil Hendry? Jackie Gleason. Anybody remember the great one, Jackie Gleason? Here was a guy that weighed, I don't know, he probably pushing 300 pounds. And that was part of his act, really. You know, they made jokes about his weight. But that was a big fat man that moved around the stage beautifully. Have I forgotten to... Have I forgotten to play our flashback? I did. Oh, well. How about any National Football League lineman you care to talk about? That's some pretty fat guys on TV there. Okay, this is for that kid that called in from Los Malos. Here's a little Hispanic culture for you. How about Queen Latifah? Mother Love.